And good afternoon, everyone. And thank you very much for joining us as we continue our interviews for our extended news at noon. And so what we're doing today is talking about the Tri-County partnership that is out there. And we're going to talk about this with Mark Gordon. He's on the phone with me. And Mark is, I know you may have known his name from ARMCO in years past, but he's the Chief of Economic Development and Planning for Butler County right now. Mark, thank you very much for joining me on the phone. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
And so let me ask you about this partnership. We're getting notifications from you all, and we appreciate that, about the Tri-County partnership and what the role is right now. But give us a little bit of a history lesson on what this is and how it got developed.
Well, let's start with the Butler County Growth Collaborative. And that has been something that has evolved over the last 2.5 to 3 years. And quite frankly, it had its origin dating back about 10 years ago, starting with a series of studies that were done by independent third parties that was focused on how the region, specifically Butler County, could advance economically. And in doing so, really the results of a series of those studies came back and said that the greatest opportunity here is if we were to align our resources and get them moving and pointing in the right direction. So when I talk about resources and when I talk about initially, those resources included the community college, the University of Slippery Rock, Cranberry Township, the Chamber of Commerce here in Butler, the Community Development Corporation, the Workforce Investment Board, which includes here in Butler County, but also the Armstrong and Indiana County Tri-State WIB, the CDC, tourism, and the WIB. So fast forward to COVID-19 and what that means with respect to our region. One of the things that we quickly saw that many of our entities, in an attempt to try to address and provide meaningful information to their members, these businesses in the community and some of the nonprofits, were forwarding numerous emails. And what was happening is, especially at the small business level, they were getting inundated with so many emails that it was rather challenging and difficult to navigate through all those. So initially we came back together and said, there's got to be a better way. And we'll use our growth collaborative to take and synthesize all of that information and then provide that in one location through a series of email updates, but only provide those from the growth collaborative. And to make sure that we still provided some of the autonomy of those organizations, if you reach out to the website, you will see that the various logos for those institutions are presented on the front page of that. Well, as we continue to evolve here and provide meaningful information, we ended up having groups in the Pittsburgh Regional North Chamber of Commerce. They were facing the same problem, and so they actually came to us and said, hey, let's be a part of this and be a part of a larger group. And similarly, we have had folks from Beaver County reaching out to us for inclusion, their Chamber of Commerce, their Economic Development Corp, and the like. So today what we have is a collaborative approach in the region, Beaver County, Butler County, Armstrong, Indiana, with respect to the workforce needs, and trying to consolidate and put meaningful information without information overload to the various businesses and the entities that members. And it's really not confined just to the membership organization. It's really open to the public at large. And the types of information that you would particularly find out on the website are categorized for business owners. If you own a small business and you're interested in what's available to you and how that how can you take advantage of that, you can follow those links. There's also regional updates that talk about everything from the status of COVID-19 patients and occurrences, not just in Butler County, but in the 10-county region of southwestern Pennsylvania. If you are an employee of a company or a displaced employee, there is a link for employee resources. And it goes on. There's community resources available, municipal resources. There's when the commissioners have press conferences, they're out there. So it's a repository, if you would, of meaningful information. I'll use one example in the community resources segment of it. We also try to make sure where there is timing-sensitive type information. So, you know, fortunately, here 2 days ago up at Alameda Park, you know, there was a pretty extensive food bank. And so the advertising of that was out there on that website so that individuals, residents that needed to take advantage of that and, you know, avail themselves to the resources of that food bank, that they could plan and prepare for that and know where to go. And that's one example. There's a host of food banks that are listed. There's food distribution for people that are seniors that are over the age of 60. There's the Food for Children program as well, and those are all delineated.
Mark, let me ask you, what is the website again as we're listening and jotting down notes? Where do we go online for this?
So it's actually pretty easy. It is www.butlercountypa.gov. And when you come to the homepage of the county website, at the very top you will see Butler County COVID-19 Resources. And there is a red button called Read On. And if you click on that, that takes you immediately to the homepage of the collaborative. And each of those links are identified under that page. So it starts with regional update, business resources, employee resources, community resources, municipal resources, miscellaneous information, commissioners' press conferences, and coronavirus preparedness.
If we have businesses listening to you today, or community efforts, or whomever, you know, may benefit from being a part of this, how do they get in contact? Do they get in contact with you? Who do they get in contact to be able to be a part of this? I know that there are efforts that have started up and people just start hearing about them and would like to be a part of them. What's the process that someone goes through?
So my email address is on there as a link. They can feel free to reach out to myself. They can also reach out to any of the other member organizations. So if it's the Community Development Corp that they want to come in through, that's Joe Saylor. If it is the Chamber of Commerce in Butler, it is Jordan Grady. And again, those links are on the website and are available. In fact, under the miscellaneous information is a series of links associated with a web directory for a telephone directory for folks in the county, and obviously I am listed in that.
The information is overwhelming, and it just seems to change so often. Have you found that to be a struggle on your end, just that information continues to flow in, and as soon as, and I can only speak from a news perspective since we cover a lot of news here, but as soon as you think you have the story down, it changes and you've got to revamp all the information, which is what we do, and that's fine. It's just, how about on your end, how are you handling that?
So the way we are doing that is with actually a core group of resources, and this is a shout out to Marcy Barlow at the Community Development Corporation, Sherry Scholes at the county, Joe Saylor at CDC as well, and myself. We end up being the clearinghouse, so we will take information that we get from maybe our state representatives. We'll get information from our congressional representatives or our United States Senator's office. We will take that information. We'll go through it as the clearinghouse. We'll go through a variety of resource pieces of information. We will check the links, make sure that they are actually what they are identified in those correspondence. So we attempt to fact check all those documents prior to putting it out on the website. That way, at least, if we're directing somebody to it, we have some comfort level that, well, at the time we evaluated it, it was in fact factual. And then as we learn of changes, and you're absolutely right, Tracy, there has been, in the onset of this, there had been a lot of rapidly changing pieces of the equation. And so as we learn of a piece that changes or a new requirement, then we will go back in and identify that, and we will make the appropriate changes. So the benefit here, if you go to that page, that resource page, at the time, that's the best information that we know and the most credible information that we know.
So again, just to recap, this is for the community members. If you're an employee, if you're a business owner, regional information, there's a lot of information on this. And it's butlercountypa.gov is where you can go and get all this information in one spot. And Mark, I know we could ask this question about each category, but I'm just going to pull out business owners for a moment because we're looking at a lot of businesses struggling right now. What would be essential or meaningful information for them right now in how to continue their business and how to survive?
So, well, I'll start this off by saying, you know, I had the benefit of living a lot of places in my Armco AK Steel career, moving 9 times. And there's something very unique to Western Pennsylvania, and specifically, you know, Butler County, Beaver County, I was born and raised in. There's something very specific about Southwestern Pennsylvania. We are a very resilient community. And so the intent here on this collaborative is to make sure that we provide hope. There is hope. So when you go back and you look at your question specifically under business resources, on those pages, there is how you apply for an EIDL loan through the SBA. EIDL stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan. There is a link for the online application. There's some discussion about the loan has a 3.75% interest rate for small businesses. It's a 2.75% rate for nonprofits. They're typically capped at $2 million. There is a thorough discussion of the Paycheck Protection Program, how you apply, what documents you would need in advance. There is a section associated with general loan opportunities through the various U.S. chambers, the guide to those programs. There are some links for companies like Bridgeway Capital that typically do a lot of investment through angel investors for economic areas, economic development. There's a series of links there where you might be able to find some ability to get some type of a loan. So on those business pages, there's a discussion about all those things. There's also a section on, well, what about these entrepreneurs? And how can we make community connections? And so we have some links on there. Well, what if you find yourself in a set of circumstances? Because let's face it, there's no textbook in how to handle all these. But maybe all of a sudden you're down a path that you may need some additional expertise relative to finance, or maybe you need some expertise in and around efficiency. There's a link here for mentorships, for mentors that are willing to assist. Carnegie Mellon, Schwartz Center for Entrepreneurship is linked on here. Innovation Works is linked on here. So places you can go to maybe find some resources to help.
Mark, as we wrap up our time together, any final thoughts that you would like to share with us? Again, the website that we're talking about is butlercountypa.gov, kind of a one-stop shop, if you will, to finding all this information. Again, regional business owners, employees, community members can go to this and benefit. But Mark, any final thoughts for us today?
One link that I failed to mention, this applies to municipalities. So there is a municipal link on here as well, with respect to information that they might find relevant. And I guess my last comment goes back to my first. You know, we're a resilient community. We're called as leaders to provide hope and provide some direction. And I have to applaud my colleagues in each of these groups for their willingness to step up and do that for their community.
Mark Gordon is the Chief of Economic Development and Planning for Butler County right now. Mark, we appreciate your time and thank you for all the effort of what you've done, and thank you for continuing to help Butler County.
Thank you, Tracy.